The city of Norman wants to explore age-friendly community strategies. A metro school district approved a ban on student cell phone use. And a University of Oklahoma basketball player is moving on to an NBA team. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 26th. I'm Deborah Ashar. To support its aging population, the city of Norman is joining a nonprofit initiative designed to help communities become more livable for older adults. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
The Norman City Council approved a resolution to seek membership in AARP's Network of Age-Friendly Communities on Tuesday. The initiative began in 2006 through a partnership with the World Health Organization and provides guidance on making housing, transportation, and civic engagement more accessible to older adults. More than 250 communities are currently participating. In addition to seeking membership in the initiative, the city's resolution specifies a commitment to pursuing funding or partnerships to implement age-friendly strategies. According to a report from city staff, 13.4% of Norman's population is age 65 or over. That number is projected to rise to 19.6% by 2035. I'm Hannah France.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters is instructing districts to follow his guidance on teaching the Israel-Iran conflict. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports Walters released a memo to schools Tuesday.
In the memo, Walters instructs teachers to present the history of Israel and its, quote, fight to rightly exist in the world, including the atrocities of the Holocaust and the current struggle with Iran, in a way that is historically grounded, intellectually honest, and free from anti-Semitic bias. Walters cites several new social studies standards for teachers to follow, which include the creation of Israel, the Zionist movement, and World War II-era conflicts in the region. He also points to recent reports of a study guide from a New York school district that calls Zionism extreme nationalism. Walters says materials like these are inconsistent with Oklahoma values. While the State Department of Education dictates the academic standards themselves, only school districts have the ability to decide how the standards will be taught and what materials to use. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Starting this August, students in the Norman Public School District won't be allowed to use cell phones during school hours. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the Board of Education passed that policy and more at its special meeting Monday.
In line with new state legislation, the device policy prohibits student personal electronic device usage, including cell phones, from bell to bell. Exceptions will be made for emergencies, assistive technology, and medical reasons. The board also approves a district insurance renewal and a proposed 2025-26 budget, which Chief Financial Officer Tyler Jones says will benefit from recent legislation. Following the approval of House Bill 1087, annual teacher salary increases, or STEPs, rose from 25 to 35 years. Jones says the board already budgeted for teachers to reach Step 31 before the bill passed, so now extra funding can be used for teacher raises and other operations. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
The NBA draft took place last night. Ryan LaCroix reports on who the NBA champs added and the local player who got picked early.
With the seventh pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Jeremiah Fears from the University of Oklahoma.
19-year-old Jeremiah Fears became the first Sooner drafted in the NBA since Trae Young was picked fifth overall in 2018. The 6'3" point guard averaged 17 points per game at OU last season. He has a chance to start for the Pelicans as guard DeJounte Murray recovers from an Achilles injury. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder nabbed Thomas Sorber at number 15. The 6'10" center averaged 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks per game at Georgetown last season. The Thunder traded away their 24th pick to the Sacramento Kings for a future first-rounder. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money Podcast from NPR.